Welcome to Heidelberg Meditations on Saturday of the 21st week in the year of our Lord 2022, as we conclude our examination of Heidelberg Catechism question and answer 56. In question 56, we ask, what do you believe concerning the forgiveness of sins? We answer, that God, for the sake of Christ's satisfaction, will no more remember my sins, nor the sinful nature with which I have to struggle all my life long, but graciously imputes to me the righteousness of Christ, that I may nevermore come into condemnation. We have already explored the amazing nature of God's grace in forgiving us of our sin, of remembering them no more, of casting them into the depths of the sea, of throwing them as far as the east is from the west, and treading them underfoot. As we recognize what a glorious message this is, but we also recognize there is more. One of the things often said in the evangelical church in explaining the doctrine of justification, that is, being made right before God, is that justification is just as if I'd never sinned. While that is true, such an understanding is only half the entire truth. It does not capture the fullness of the biblical truth when it comes to our salvation. If all we are is forgiven, that is a glorious and gracious thing indeed. But it still leaves us in a morally neutral state. To have the slate wiped clean of our sin and iniquity is truly amazing, but we need more than a clean slate to appease the Almighty God. We need positive, active righteousness. But as we confess in Heidelberg Catechism question and answer 8, we know we have no righteousness in and of ourselves. Rather, we know we are prone by nature to sin. Thus, it is our understanding from the Scriptures that God not only forgives and forgets our sin, He graciously imputes to us, gives us the righteousness of Jesus Christ, that we may nevermore come into condemnation. What we have, our sin, He removes, and what we lack, righteousness, He gives. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21, for our sake God made Him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in Him we might become the righteousness of God. We are not only forgiven, but we have been made the very righteousness of God Himself through the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is why Paul could say definitively in Romans 1 verses 16 and 17, I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For in it, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith for faith, as it is written, the righteous shall live by faith. In living by faith, according to the word of God, we who are righteous have been declared righteous in Christ Jesus. We then confess and believe that there is, as Paul says in Romans 8 verses 1 through 3, no condemnation. No condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. For God has done what the law, weakened by the flesh, could not do. By sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, He condemned sin in the flesh in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. The righteous requirement of the law, that which we could never keep, has been fulfilled in us, given to us, by Jesus Christ, through the power of the Holy Spirit. We who walk not in the flesh, we who walk by the Spirit, cannot brag, we cannot boast. For this lack of condemnation and the incredible gift of righteousness in place of sin has come only by the mercy and grace of our God in Christ Jesus. 1 Corinthians 1 verses 30 and 31. Because of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God, righteousness and sanctification and redemption, so that, as it is written, let the one who boasts, boast in the Lord. Praise be to God. He has forgiven us of our sin. He remembers our iniquities no more. He has given us the righteousness of his own Son, and there is now therefore no condemnation for us who are in Christ Jesus, to the glory of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.